It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
You know how, like, sometimes you're listening to something or you watch something and it just makes you uncomfortable? I mean, I feel that way with a lot of things. Like, if you're doing, like, a prank show on someone and it's just as uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, I can't watch that.
Or if someone's really embarrassing themselves on national television or something, you know, if, like...
Yeah.
Like, I can't listen to Carl Lewis do the national anthem. It hurts. It physically hurts me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel watching this NBA Rising Stars game. I feel uncomfortable and it hurts because I'm just watching, like, one team is, like, all 7-foot white guys.
That's the world team.
And then the other one, you know, is the U.S. team.
And they're... Well, so... But... The world team was up by like 10 points.
Because they're like.
But what we just saw.
Can I let you into a dirty secret? Do you know why the Europeans are going to take over basketball?
Why?
Because when they watch Futurama and they hear the joke about, oh, we play fundamental basketball. I mean, they can dunk and play fundamental basketball. And so, they're playing team basketball.
But the problem is what we were watching was just a very small snippet, and that snippet that we watched, the world team looked terrible. Awesome. And they still look terrible. Like, they can't shoot, they can't put it in the ocean right now. And they're not playing defense. I don't know how they scored 107 points, to be honest with you.
Jokic.
He had 8 points last time I checked.
Moody, was he even playing?
I don't know. I can't tell. He would be the easy one to find on the world team, though. Because he's the short one.
Ben Simmons is black, but he's hurt. Joel Embiid is black, but he's hurt.
Yeah. No, but seriously, Moutier would be the shortest one on the court.
The Greek
for the
freak.
World.
I mean, he's Greek.
But I know what the Greek freak looks like. He's taller, though. And skinny.
Kind of skinny.
So I'd recognize him. All I know is the USA team has apparently decided to play basketball because they are just taking it to the world team right now, which I'm kind of glad that this is on. I never watch the NBA All-Star game.
Oh,
I never do. They don't play defense, but you know what?
They don't play defense ever, man.
NBA defense, you just finished like hammering me because I don't respect LeBron's defensive game. And
he's
now you're
one of the few
me,
that plays defense. Oh, I'm agreeing to even further. No one plays defense. LeBron's one of the only few that does.
There are teams that play defense. Are you talking old Detroit Pistons?
No, I'm talking about everybody now.
There are teams that play defense.
People.
I think there are teams that
you
play
got,
defense.
You got Kwame. There's my mind gone. Look at that.
The problem is
You got the guy in San Antonio, right?
Yeah. Okay, I know who you're
talking
about.
He plays good defense.
Yeah.
You've got the guy up in Detroit plays good defense. Is it Drummond? Andre Drummond? You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. It's just funny because you're like, well, there's that guy here.
Andre Drummond. And you know exactly who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. It's just funny.
You've got the guy in Miami, the big tall guy that blocks shots every once in a while.
The problem is these players grow up and all they want to do is dunk the ball. So they don't learn how to play defense. They don't. And so in college, no one sticks around in college long enough to learn how to play defense. So by the time they get to the pros, it's too late to teach them defense.
Michael Jordan played defense.
Michael Jordan didn't
Kobe
grow
Bryant
up.
Played defense.
They didn't grow up just wanting to dunk the ball.
LeBron James plays defense.
LeBron James runs people over. Point is, there are teams that at least try to play defense. But if you think the defense is bad in regular season, the All-Star game, it's like...
Just like the regular season.
No, it's worse. It's worse than regular. It's not real basketball. That's my problem.
Do you know what it's like? It's like a bunch of really good players playing pickup league at the gym.
This is the first year in a long time I'm actually going to watch the game, only because I want to see what happens when Curry and KD and Westbrook all have to play on the same team at the same time.
Do you know what they'll do? They're going to play great.
They probably will, but I want to see it. I want to see how good it looks. I hope it's a thing of beauty. It's like watching that old U.S., that the original USA basketball team. Watching Jordan and Bird and what?
No, it's just, I'm just.
Are you just done with sports?
No. Well, no.
Why does talking sports bother you so much?
It doesn't bother. Talking sports doesn't bother me. This doesn't bother me, really.
You were literally laying back in your chair.
Because I was trying to think, okay, so remember when Encyclopedia Brown was trying to come up with a point and he would lean back and put his head in, and then all of a sudden the answer would come out? I was just doing that. That's all I was doing. All I was doing was just a little Encyclopedia Browning. That's all I was doing. All right? But the point is, it's, you know, we're talking about, I mean, we're not even talking about practice. We're talking about an exhibition game that's not even the main exhibition game. Later tonight or tomorrow, we're going to have the skills competition and the dunk contest. You know, the dunk contest is atrocious anymore because they give them tons of dunks or give them time. Do it once or get out.
You know the only reason why I might watch the dunk contest?
No, do it once and get out. You don't get a second chance.
No, even growing up, they used to have three chances at it.
No.
Yeah, they did.
No.
They did. You got three chances?
No, David Thompson did not need extra chances.
If you want to go all the way back to 1976, yes, you are correct. They got a chance.
Dominique Wilkins did not need extra chances.
That was Dominique.
Michael Jordan did not need extra chances.
He did not. He did not. I'm not disagreeing
with you. Spud Webb did not need extra chances.
I think I remember Spud missing a dunk or two. He might have taken a second chance. He was a tiny guy. You know the only reason why I might watch the dunk contest tomorrow? Because there's a player who's played less than 30 minutes in the league who is doing this contest. Like a kid from the Phoenix Suns who literally came up and has played like 24 minutes in the NBA.
He better be dunking good.
Well, apparently he's got all this highlight reel film and a video. No one uses film anymore.
But it's like the guy that can sit out there, you know, and one time at like a Nuggets game they had for halftime entertainment, they had the world record holder for most free throws made.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting there making, and he was this short, old, white guy who was doing them underhand and everything. And so just because you're great at it.
That's the only reason he's in there, is because the guy apparently is a superhuman dunker. So I will watch that for that. I do like the three-point shooting contest. That's the only thing I usually watch, is the three-pointer shooting contest. And so I'll watch that, and then I'll probably watch the game just because I want to see what these three players look like together on the floor. It's intriguing to me. I mean, I enjoy watching good players play together. I want to see what it looks
especially
like
when they don't play any defense.
I like shooting. I'm not going to lie.
Kareem could play defense.
Kareem was amazing.
Magic Johnson.
Listen, played defense, but he also got a lot of crap from his contemporaries because he didn't always play defense hard. He played enough defense. I mean, even the greats.
Ron Artest played defense.
When he wasn't hitting people.
Well, that was a long time ago.
That was a while ago.
If it wasn't for Ron Artest, people wouldn't know that it's wrong to go into the stands to beat up civilians.
And sometimes I don't think it is. I honestly don't think I listen. I think sometimes a player should have a right to just knock someone out, like hockey players. Every now and then, they will climb over the glass and knock a dude out.
Who's okay. Oh, you think so, huh?
Think it'd be cool.
I'm gonna test you.
Okay.
I'm gonna test you because you heard about this story.
I don't know. Tell me.
Once upon a time.
Yes.
Long time ago.
Yes.
There was a football player who was a really good football player for the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was that he went from the Jets to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, then to the New England Patriots, and then back to the Jets.
Okay.
Well, he was walking outside yesterday in
New York. Oh, I know who you're talking
and
about.
And Mr. Guy was getting followed by photographers, and he asked him nicely to leave, and then gave him one of the pow right in the kissa.
Not even photographers, just two drunk kids who were videotaping him, and he asked them to not videotape him.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't. They kept bothering him, so he hit him. And then he took the phone first and broke it. He threw it, which is why he's being charged with felony theft.
Yes. And told him he was going to kill him, which is why he's being charged with domestic.
No, terrorism something or other. And then he beat him up. I don't feel bad for those two guys. I actually, in Darrell Darrell Revis's corner on this one.
Can't even say his name. You're on Darrell Revis's island.
Darrell Revis's island. Darrell Revis's island has now turned into Rikers Island, I'm going to guess, for a little while. Although, no, he was in... he wasn't in New York. Where was he? He was in his hometown.
I don't know where his hometown is.
I'll look it up. But, yeah, I don't feel bad for those two guys. Yeah, I'm okay with him beating those two kids up. Kids. They weren't kids. Young guys.
All right. Right after this, we're going to tell you why you're absolutely wrong about all of this.
All right.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.